Hello, good evening. My name is Dave from Senior Research.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Wilbert. I'm from Opinion Research. We actually want to conduct a public opinion survey on local issues. This should only take at least 4 minutes. Would you help out?
4 minutes? Yeah, I can give you four minutes of my life. Yeah.
I'm sorry then, sir.
Go ahead.
All right, great. Let me go ahead and continue. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned?
None.
Concerned not to? Or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all concerned?
The goddamn weather works in cycles.
Exactly. Uh-huh. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Is that strongly agree? Some would agree, some would disagree?
Somewhat disagree. The only impact we've had is they're stealing the fucking money that we pay.
Okay. Great. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electric grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose it.
Would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it, sir?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you very much. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I oppose it.
Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first is improving electric grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this? You could choose from strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I would support a better
electric grid. Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Next is increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this? You could strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. The next is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose. Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
I would support putting air conditioning in buildings that need it, yes.
Is that strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Expanding quality health care, would you support or oppose this?
I think they've screwed that up enough. I would strongly oppose it.
Thank you very much. And next is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
I would support if we had a natural disaster.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Last is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
I would oppose it. Strongly oppose it.
Strongly oppose. Thank you very much. We're moving on.
Are you from around here?
We're already at 56%. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better? Able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
The first statement is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather. Would you say somewhat convincing, very convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. The next is big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you very much. Moving on. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster, after being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you so much. We're moving on. We're already at 60%. Thank you for your cooperation. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would diminish my confidence in that lawmaker. Right.
Great. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Wouldn't have any impact.
Thank you very much. Moving on. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would diminish it.
Diminish it, right. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if the costs are passed on to consumers? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. Thank you very much. In the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat Donald Trump, the Republican and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent?
My life was way better 3 years ago. Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and they will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? There's 19 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent? Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, African American,
white,
or other? Thank you.
White.
And your gender?
Male.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. I do thank you for your cooperation. Be blessed now.
Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome.